Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Although you see no water for miles around, we are nevertheless marooned, trapped in this nightmare of my homelands, a place called Barovia. While my people may come and go as we please, for you these mists are as Vols and the vampire Strahd von Zarevich, your warden. But fear not, for Strahd's heart may no longer beat, but it is still a good place to stab him.
You place one hand on a suit of armor being worn by a skeleton, and at first you think you're about to fight an undead as the armor begins shifting. But then, throwing out little tendrils to keep itself secured in place, the mimic launches itself at you.
Yuck.
Then the jaws lock around you.
Fuck.
Ever since resurrecting Van Richten, nothing has gone right for Pip.
You take a further 3 points of piercing damage and, 8 points of piercing damage and 3 points of acid damage as the mimic begins trying to dissolve you.
Jesus Christ.
So that's another 11 damage total, which by my count puts you on 53.
Yeah, it's awesome to lose that. It's all going to go.
Straight away.
I mean, it would have happened the first combat anyway, but
still.
Still, we're not even, this is like a side quest.
This is like you walk 10 meters.
Yeah, that's true. Welcome to Barovia, you walk 10 meters and die. The whole fucking game.
All right, then it is, so that was the surprise round and Heck's little side thing that he's got going on. Mm-hmm. It is Van Richten's turn, technically first. Van Richten moves to you, Pip, and he said, it's not actually an attack, he plants his little staff right in the center of the mimic and starts pushing it back a bit. Then with his free hand, he takes the stopper out of a potion, pours it on you. Wherever it pours, it smells like nail polish remover. Mm-hmm. Wherever it touches, those pseudopods come
good.
Off you.
That's good.
For Van Richten's turn, he detaches you and the mimic.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, thanks, Van Richten.
Before Esme takes a couple steps forward, and then Van Richten turns to her and says, "Mimic, what do we do?"
No time for a lesson, old man.
Esmeralda thinks for a second. Immune to acid and cannot be knocked over. Very good, very good. Esmeralda attacks with her hand axe and with her rapier.
Okay.
She deals 15 points of damage. And then it is the mimic's time.
Oh, god damn it.
Now, odds or evens?
Odds.
Odds?
Did I mean evens? Do you know?
I don't know.
No, I meant odds.
Odds?
Yeah.
Okay, it attacks you again then.
That's what I wanted.
Hit.
I'm a glutton for punishment.
Hit. Critical.
Fuck.
Okay.
That's fine. That's actually fine.
This is so fucked up.
You did it.
My brother in Christ. You take 18 points of bludgeoning damage.
Jesus Christ.
We're not even started.
Jesus
it
Christ,
critical hits
dude.
You. So that's 40. That's
40.
35.
You're on 35. I'm on 35. It didn't take 35. Okay.
Wow. You're on 35.
Oh, well, all right. Well, in total.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's just like an extra 2 steps. You're like, okay.
Yeah, we'll dispatch the mimic. I'll take another 10 meters and get...
Plain and simple, this attack deals maximum damage.
Okay. Yay.
Great. Hey.
Lucky.
It wasn't even a fun one.
He's gonna get
plain and simple.
Yeah, he's going to get decapitated by the most boring of all crits.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome.
You Good. Take 19 points of damage, which is maximum. So...
Jesus.
35 minus 19, quickly.
Mm. No, I don't know, dude.
You're a little math boy.
You're a little math boy.
That'd be... It's 16, yes.
16. Gosh damn.
Wow.
I don't know why those two specific numbers were just giving me a run.
Two attacks from the mimic. Two rounds.
You haven't
stuck to
yet.
It again.
Oh, my God.
Pip, it's your turn.
Oh, my God. I'm stuck to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stuck on you.
It's stuck on me. Where are my...
I'm gonna get ya, it says.
It can talk.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, trying to just find out where I have the rules.
Yum, yum,
for,
yum, delicious adventurer.
I hate this guy. I would like to pull out Durak's crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
And as a bonus action, I'll switch it to the cold setting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just fire into it twice, jamming it into its somewhere on its carapace.
Gullet.
Yeah.
Dunk, dunk.
Okay, I'm just quickly checking to see if you can attack it with a ranged weapon. I think you are currently grappled, but I think you actually can still do this grappled.
I'm a crossbow expert.
Yeah, that means that if you're next to someone.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not just next to it, you're being
grappled by it.
But I think you're fine.
Okay.
Anyway, you're turning it to the cold mode?
Yes.
All right. And then you fire twice.
Poing, poing.
Two hits. Do you crit on a 19?
I do.
You do crit on a 19. You get a critical hit.
Nice.
First attack deals 9 points of regular damage, 8 points of cold.
Fuck yeah. Oh, it's nice to have a crossbow that's got some fucking juice to it, dude.
That is... All right. Oh, yeah, you're fucking... It's gucking.
Oh, yuck.
Walk, walk.
That's nasty, dude. That's some nasty shit.
Shoving the crossbow in its mimic mouth.
Oh, this one's messed up.
Okay.
Pierced ear, which doesn't make sense, but the effect would work. Maximum damage and roll the damage dice again. So, so it would be 12.
Mm-hmm.
12 is the cold damage. Then 13 would be the piercing damage, plus a further 7 points of cold and a further 7 points of piercing damage.
Whew.
So in total, you deal 39 points of damage.
Hell yes. Hell yes. Getting some licks back, baby.
You haven't killed it, but... You've torn it in two.
Oh, that
the
rocks.
Two sections continue to fight, but they've lost a lot of cohesion.
Am I still grappled?
They start
by
arguing.
It?
Yeah, you're still grappled by it. They start arguing with each other. No, you go for that one. I'm going for that one. You damn idiot. We've got the same fucking brain. No, I reckon I got 2/3 of it.
It's so annoying to get a comedy duo mimic. Get a fucking Abbott and Costello mimic.
Hector, you're going to have to make an athletics check to keep flying in the weather.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine.
Excellent.
You get to the other side, and you can see the mechanism to lower the bridge. There's no one here.
Is it a very simple mechanism?
It's a...
Yeah. Well,
it's a crank.
There's no like a combination.
No.
Oh, I see what you mean. Sorry, I thought you were asking if it's like one motion or it's a sustained motion, but it's you're just winding a crank. Okay. Yeah.
Is it winding a crank or is there like a rope thing that I can just break the rope and just like clonk?
You could break the rope if you
Hell
want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just?
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely.
That rocks.
Yeah. No, I will roll for this. Critical hit, never mind. You break the rope.
Nice.
Pip, you spot as the bang, the bridge slams on the other side where you are.
Oh, that's good, he survived.
And then it is Van Richten's turn. Van Richten says, cold damage, capital.
Yeah.
He hurls a ball of pure cold energy at the mimic. It strikes the mimic. Oh, wait, no. He does a quick spell, and the air around the mimic becomes even colder than it is.
Whoa, cool.
Was just moments ago. The mimic will take... It doesn't matter. The mimic had one hit point left. It's dead.
Fabulous.
You kill the mimic. Congratulations.
God.
That one gave you quite a number.
I was not. Yes, it did. I was not expecting. I'm not. It's
Let
not.
Let me have a look at you.
Dark places. Yeah.
Van Richten looks you up and down, and he casts a spell.
It's nice of him.
Power word kill.
It's less nice of him.
You heal 16 hit points.
Nice. Can I? Do I have time? Do I think to harvest the mimic?
You can. You do have time, but you'll have to roll for exposure.
I think it's worth doing.
Okay.
Oh.
16 back. Points to you.
What?
So. What the fuck? Yeah, one of the guys was wearing a mimic.
Are you okay?
Yeah, barely. I've got bites through my chest now. But mimics are rare in Barovia. I mean, I've not seen one, you know, the whole time I've been here. So let's see what I can get from this guy. We've not encountered a mimic before, have we?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
While you're doing that, Van Richten, because he doesn't think you look great still, he's going to heal you for another 14 hit points.
Well, I got like one hand in the mimic, I give him a thumbs up from behind.
You're on 46 hit points.
Okay.
You're a healer.
Well, yes, of course.
Oh, it's good.
Gregory Bones, he shows you the amulet.
Right, yes, it's good to have another healer in the group.
You feel a little bit more polite than when he began.
So all right. Fucked up.
So I will make your survival check, and then everyone's going to need to make a check versus exposure.
Just like, you know, just as I guess the wings like hovering until they don't, and then like, so what are we doing now?
I'm just checking them. I'm looking through the mimic for
everyone's fine exposure wise.
That's good.
As for stuff that you get, obviously you get one thing of mimic guts.
Nice. Yes. It's not even that useful, but I'll take it. It's identical to ooze sweat. So.
It's like, couldn't we just grab the thing and done it
you get
down?
One elemental spirits.
Oh.
Something it ate, presumably. Yeah. And what else? Let's give you some stones.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
A sapphire.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Does the mimic have anything for the non-monster hunters in the party? A little gift for
Hector?
Hector? I don't know.
A little treasure for Hack?
Like an apple? Nice.
You find one gold and six silver scattered in its corpse, unfortunately. Yeah.
Well,
it's fine.
Not even going to write that down. Okay.
What are we doing with one gold, six silver?
Most of that gold is not even
more
good
than
here.
What you have with what you. One gold, six silver, more than what you have currently.
Yes, our gold ain't really, you know, useful anywhere. No one's accepting it. Period to be like, hey, bribe people, I guess.
Yeah. You think we're going to go back to Kuchri and give Period like, one gold,
hey,
six
hey,
silver?
Here's one gold and six silver.
You laugh in our faces, dude.
Yeah.
Treat me like a joke. All right, speaking of Kuchri.
What's that? What's going on there?
Piran, well, let me tell you what's going on there. Piran and Iona are motionless, still as statues, as they watch through the slitted doors of a linen cupboard while the hag slowly drifts from room to room. Stifled screams and sobbing coming from every doorway. Worse than that, behind the hag trails a line of puppets. Marching in time.
No!
Dude,
Adam!
Marching in time like soldiers in formation. And each one of them carrying one of their cursed needles.
Fuck.
We're fucking done with puppets.
Bitch! The hag screams.
Oh, yeah.
Cock fucking ass shitting gangrenous pussy bitch!
Jesus. Christ.
She wants to renegotiate. We shall see. We shall fucking see. Iona looks at Piran, searching his face for an explanation. Instead of speaking, Piran nods, and through the slats, Iona sees Sheriff Stroika, or what is left of him. His soul clearly vacated, and a puppet now pulling the strings.
Oh, no.
We have a puppet, Sheriff.
Get over here, you shitting little pissant! The hag calls Sheriff Stroika. Moving awkwardly, like the puppet is still getting used to its new limbs, he stumbles forward. Round up some of the other fucking crap eaters, and let that fucking bitch know the job is done! Iona's attention is momentarily divided as Iris begins struggling in her arms. Piran gives them both a terrified and furious look. But ignoring him, Iona tries to calm Iris down. At first, what looks like panic in the poor girl's face reveals itself to be something much worse. Iona sees as one of Iris's arms begins bulging at the seams and joints. It grows before her eyes. Iris continues to struggle in Iona's grasp, and then the girl calls out, not in her usual voice, but something much deeper, something much darker.
Mother!
Oh,
full of angel blood, come on. Just.
Outside, the hag pauses.
Sweetie?
Oh, God.
Are you near? Where are you?
Piran doesn't wait. He explodes out of the linen cupboard and into the hag. Son of a bitch! Son of a bitch! Son of a bitch! Son of a bitch! The hag screams in Piran's face over and over again as he plunges his dagger into her heart again and again and again and again. With each desperate blow, her voice becomes fainter and fainter.
Oh, cheese and crackers.
That's how she senses us.
The hag's voice bubbles one last time as her mouth fills with blood. Piran.
God damn it.
Breathes heavily.
Yeah, I know. Get out of there.
Straddling the hag and covered in her blood. He looks around, his eyes wide and filled with panic. Pupils, pinpricks. Every puppet and the staff they have possessed stare in disbelief at Piran, frozen in shock, and then,
kill these fucking bastards!
Iris screams.
Oh, no. Our friends are going to become puppets. God damn it, Adam.
Friends are puppets and Iris is a hag. God damn it.
There's still time. Maybe.
All right, you get to the other side.
Yeah, Barovia fucking stinks, dude. No stars.
TripAdvisor.
TripAdvisor Barovia, don't go. Zero stars.
Found myself trapped.
Yeah, found myself trapped.
Barren wasteland.
Yeah. Okay, we'll start
trudge down the mountain.
Yeah, going
Adam.
Down the mountain as quickly as we can to try and get, you know, to
as
a lower elevation.
No, taking some care so we don't slip, Adam.
Yeah.
Because we don't know things are fucking bad.
Yeah, that's true.
You can move at half speed, and if you move at half speed, you don't take disadvantage on your checks to stay standing. Right. Obviously, Hector. No, your minute's probably up.
Definitely. You have to wait for this boy to harvest a mimic. What's gold, six, silver?
Wasn't even worth it, really, for what I got either, to be honest.
So you can move at half speed back down the mountain.
Yeah.
And then if you do that, then you just won't take disadvantage.
All right, we'll do that.
Yeah. Okay. We don't have to worry about lookouts, I guess, and all that.
No, there's no one barring your trip down.
Okay.
Well, I don't think time is of that much of an essence.
No.
Because we can't even say that it's kicked off. How can we?
No. It's
you're
just,
good
just
even.
Blizzard. Just blizzard.
Great, Adam.
Yeah, that's sick.
I'm having fun.
All right. At one point.
Venture of imagination.
At one point, behind you, Pip, you hear, ah, and you turn around to see Van Richten. He's taking, he was sliding down these stairs. You or Esme need to make a very important dexterity check.
Oh, no. Do either of you have anything for an athletics check?
I have a dexterity check.
Yeah, dexterity. Also, I think Pip would probably hesitate.
I'll take you out of the running then.
Yeah, Pip probably would, after the hesitation, go and grab him, but he's not.
Van Richten falls.
He's such an old man.
Van Richten falls.
Fuck, okay.
So?
How far?
Adam.
So, what color are my shoes? No looking.
Does he have white shoes? They're not any fancy color. It'll be white or black or maybe brown. If he's wearing boots, it'll be brown.
Don't look.
I'm not looking. I'm looking at what else you're wearing. Black shirt. He's wearing shorts?
I'm wearing shorts, yeah.
He's wearing shorts. Okay. Okay.
Black shirt, brown shorts. I'll let you have that much.
Yeah. And he was wearing a sort of beige hat.
Okay. Maybe like, could he be in boots?
They're runners. I wear them pretty much every day. You see me in these really often, actually.
I want to say white. But
White feels like a safe bet. Yeah, most runners are white.
Mm.
White?
Yeah.
This is what we're going with?
Uh-huh.
Answer's black.
Oh, God. No.
Black shoes, baby. Basically, the shoes that I always wear to the office.
Okay. Well, clearly we're not paying enough attention.
All right.
Van Richten has fallen off the
You just lose
mountain.
Van Richten.
Fuck, okay.
He's just...
After my brief moment of... Pip will be like, oh, God, I should have saved him.
How far is the drop?
You don't know. You can't see.
Do we have rope on us?
Probably.
Cool.
Esmeralda...
Can I...
...has a look of just shock and horror on her face.
Can I... If we have rope with us. I assume we do. I want to, Adam. Can I grab the rope, grab one hand... Throw it at Pip, assume he has grabbed it, and leap.
I can figure out that's what he's planning. I'll grab the rope.
I mean, I guess you can actually make yourself go faster, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I grab the rope and plant my feet as much as I can. In a moment of panic, because it takes, you know, I gotta in seconds figure out what Hector's plan is, but
could be worse. All right, so
fuck.
I wasn't expecting to have to do this specifically, so I'm just gonna roll how much dice both of you are taking. Oh, how far is the rope?
I want to say it's like a 50-foot rope.
It's a 50-foot rope. All right. Well, I'll quickly roll for Van Richten, and then I'll roll for you. All right, Van Richten takes.
It's very funny to do a 50-foot, expecting like a keep free fall.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like 20-foot. Oof!
It might be.
It might be. Funny if it's like 5.
Yeah.
You know?
Doof! And you just can stand up and we just see your head over the top of the cliff.
Oh, guys, I found my belly. A rock hit it.
All right. Heck.
Oh, fuck.
You take 10.
Oh, my God.
15, 16 points of damage when the rope tightens around you. You hit the end of what the rope allows. There's just swirling air around you.
God damn.
That happens, but then Pip.
I need to make a check.
You need to make a check. You feel the jerk. And
I can't see anything, right?
No, you can't see anything. And then
I think I just cut the rope.
No, you don't get the chance.
Okay.
You don't get the chance.
No.
Pip, you take 1 point of fire damage as the rope burns.
Oh, God.
And heck, you fall the rest of the way.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Fuck. Yeah. I was just like, okay, gotta cut the. Never mind. Oh, fuck. Okay. 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 All right. What have I got? What do I got?
Fuck.
What do I got?
Okay.
Okay.
What do I have?
You take 32 points of damage.
Will alchemy help me heal?
I was going to say, could I cast heroism on myself as I fall?
Mm.
What if I casted sanctuary? That's getting attacked by a creature,
doesn't help with rocks. No,
evil world.
No, heroism. I think gives you some temporary hit points.
Okay.
So it will, and you'll have enough time to cast it. So you will take a little less damage, but it'll be like
5.
Yeah, it'll be like 5 hit points.
Oh, Misty Step.
You don't know where you're teleporting.
Can I use, and I just see it.
All right, Misty Step.
Start of my next turn, I just see it.
Misty Step will only take the last 30 feet off this fall. You are falling 100 feet.
Okay.
Well, technically you fell 50 feet, then you fell a second 50 feet.
Yep. Okay.
No, sorry. I'm sorry. You fell 50 feet, then you fell 100 feet. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so by Misty Stepping.
You reduce it by 30.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's not nothing, I suppose. So the first amount was 16.
God damn it.
And then I will roll for...
Oh, you missed the hesitating son of a bitch.
I couldn't have helped him even if I'd wanted to.
I know.
Fuck.
So you take only 22 more points of damage.
Mm.
Hey, it could be worse.
So it's 38 damage total. Mm-hmm. So you go from 73...
Healthy boy, full of life and vigor, to a hot, I want to say 35?
You might be right there.
Okay.
Yeah, 35.
Cool.
Awesome, dude.
You land.
No. Adam.
I see it. Come on.
You do. You see, Adam, you teleported the last bit. That's right.
Oh,
you
dude.
Don't land on Van Richten.
Oh, dude.
You can see Van Richten. Hello there, he says.
I'm just like, hey. He's crouching.
This far down, it's no longer snowing. You fell so far that you're out of the weather.
You okay?
You instead see Kuchery in flames.
I was like, I'm looking. Where's Kuchery? Where's Van Richten? Is it over his shoulder?
Yeah.
The beach, like, are you okay? I want to like do the thing. You just like, just slowly just cock my head. Just like.
Mm-hmm. Now it's going to take literal hours for them to get to the bottom of the mountain. Oh, not the bottom, sorry, to where you are. It's going to take literal hours.
Do you have any way of contacting them? I have nothing.
Check. He might.
Looking over the edge? I'm sure they're fine.
Hands on fire.
I wouldn't worry, Esme. this wouldn't be how they go.
No, I cannot contact them. I worry for Esmeralda's reaction to this. Sure enough,
Esmeralda starts sprinting.
Esme, God damn it. Look, I'd like to...
sprinting and not, like, climbing the mountain? Hey, that's...
Yeah, but she's going to slip and fall. We're all going to fall.
What do you do, Pip?
If I sprint after her, I will also be opening myself up to the possibility of falling. Mm-hmm. But, and also if she does fall, there's nothing I can do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I catch up to her...
You could try catching her.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't work last time, but you weren't trying last time.
Okay, I'll run after her.
All right,
run
so you're both sprinting?
Yeah, goddammit. Well, slow down. You're gonna fall like the two of them.
You both fall.
Fuck! You're gonna fall like that?
You're gonna fall like this for Esmeralda!
On the right side, you'll land near them.
Do you have anything to send her? Never mind.
Oh, there they are. The one where everyone falls off the mountain.
Need more fucking dice.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not gonna roll this twice. You both just take this damage.
Oh my god.
This is the second time I've fallen off a mountain in this game.
Mm.
At least last time I landed on Boris.
Mm.
40.
What? It is 150 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I may need to use one of these.
You both
take 51 points of damage.
Okay. Okay.
Is that saving throws or dead?
There's no saving throws. Oh, you are in saving throws.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fine.
You will be in saving throws, but you're not outright dead.
So you want to do the one hit point.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, you could, if you are unconscious and need to roll, you could have a short rest
as I fell.
Or you could just stabilize and hope that things are good.
Yeah.
Which one? Call Pip's Delight. You ignore damage from one attack. Take him to the ground, hit you.
I was attacked by Barovia.
You're all attacked by Barovia.
If I gain the benefit of a short rest, do we heal? No, we don't heal.
You heal because you've got some.
I get stuff back, but I don't think
you can use some of your dice to heal.
Let's use this.
Do you do it on the way down?
No, it's if I'm unconscious and need to roll death saving throws, I gain the benefits of a short rest.
All right. Well, you're on 0 hit points.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you use one of your short rests. You have 9 hit dice to spend. Each of them is a D10.
Yeah.
How much do you want? This is for the rest of the week. By the way.
5 days.
Five days. I'll use four.
Okay. Use them all, buddy.
Yeah, but I may need them again.
Why?
We're about to go into an on fire.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, I'll use all of them. On Zamet's advice, I'll use all my hit dice. So
I don't think that's a bad idea.
Yeah. Like, what's the average in terms of, like, your max health?
Five.
Yeah.
Oh, average. Well, if I roll all full dice, I think he'll go basically...
Back to more or less.
Yeah, if I roll... Yeah.
Ideally, you just don't want him to overheal.
Yeah.
Ideally.
It's possible with all dice he could overheal.
Yeah. But it seems unlikely. I think my odds are still pretty good.
Yeah, you'd need to roll pretty well to do that.
Yeah. And we've been rolling like dog shit.
No. Some of the dice came up really high, but a lot came up really low.
See?
Okay.
Dog shit.
Cool. Good stuff.
Oh, that
fall sorted me out, dude.
Just what I needed.
38 hit points.
I landed in such a way that my chakras aligned.
You're on 38 hit points.
Okay.
You... Is that healthy when you fell?
Huh?
I'll say what happened. Mm-hmm. Esmeralda fell, but Pip, you kind of slid down
okay.
And fell on her.
Yeah, cool.
Open mouth on a broken bottle of healing potion.
Van Richten says, "I fear for what Esmeralda might rashly do," and then they're next to you.
It's like, surely we could just leave a mare. Yeah, well, I guess she did what I did.
Esmeralda gets up. She does not care. She runs over to Van Richten and starts patting him down. Get off me, you woman!
I ran after her. She ran away.
Sorry, I didn't realize.
We should have swapped, I think. I think you're stronger than me.
Esmeralda.
Just nod him.
Yeah.
Esmeralda.
Right? Put your hands.
Burned, but otherwise, I'm shockingly okay.
It's just Misty Steph, and then just like the rest of the rope, dunk.
Yeah, ow. Coils on top of your head.
Yeah.
Both of you look over.
Yeah.
After your, you know, little conversation, both of you look over, and you see Van Richten has stopped trying to force Esmeralda off. Instead, he's allowing her. Esmeralda has embraced him, mm-hmm. and you can see a very new side of Van Richten. He has dropped the cane. He has his hands on her back, and you can hear just faintly him saying, It's okay. It's okay.
Okay. It's okay. That's nice.
And you hear, she's quite clearly crying heavily into his shoulder.
To avoid this intense display of emotion, I'll make a little potion.
Okay. I was watching this play. Got to put my hand on your shoulder as you then duck down. To...
squatting.
Never mind.
Should probably heal up a little bit.
I'll combine Van Richter's body. I can just blood coming out of most orifices.
You can see Van Richter just
fragile
pretty,
old man.
Van Richter is quite clearly badly bruised and harmed by this. But after he's able to calm Esmeralda down and she sits and she's withdrawing within herself to try and calm herself down, Van Richten turns and says, I managed to, as we all know, rock elementals are able to, in many ways, in many aspects, move through the stone as if it were water. I was able to use a little bit of what I know about alchemy to give myself a similar property. So the fall was not lethal.
If you look at me while he's explaining this, I shrug. Like, I don't know what he's talking about.
So, hate to ask. So the amber golem, that's just going to keep walking down the mountain. It's not going to.
We'll have to go fetch it later, I think. I fear ordering it down without seeing what it's doing.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Sit up straight.
I was standing. I was standing. Or was that to me, Zab? I also just went straight up.
If he doesn't tell you to sit up straight, he tells you to stand up straight.
Okay, I straightened my back. Maybe this is good for me.
Yeah, it's good for your posture. Can I combine some caudal eggshells for healing with malachite for healing? And some blight skin for, I'm sorry, some essence of piercer for seeking to make a little healing grenade for everybody.
While you're doing that, Van Richten heals everyone for 30 hit points.
I throw it at my own feet, I guess.
Do you need to?
Yeah, if I'm fully healed by this, I just put it in my pocket.
Yeah, it's used to have.
Exactly. It's still worthwhile. It'll come in handy in a pinch.
Esmeralda's out on 87 out of 108. Van Richten's fully healed.
87 out of 108? Damn, I'm on 73 as my max.
Hector, speaking of full hit points, you are on 66. Mm-hmm. And Pip, you are on 68.
Okay. I mean,
you need a little bit of healing.
I'll throw it down. Why not?
Okay.
it's going to be a pathetic
compare. Everyone.
I'm watching Adam roll a d4.
Everyone heals one hit point.
Hey, that might be the difference.
It's not so, nothing.
That might be, what's the difference between, dead and alive is one hit point.
Exactly. All you need is one hit point. Exactly. You only ever really have one hit point.
You know, the eggshells do more if you use all of them.
Is that so?
You look at your little alchemy set, and in such a rush, you can see, sure enough, there's, little crumbs all around.
Yeah, my bad.
Oh, so you just use the dust and everything. Huh?
Thanks for the advice, Van Richten.
You should really get a proper... Never mind.
Okay, like a proper... Is
that hard castles? Bit battle-worn?
It's my kit.
Is there a difference between, the field kits?
Well, some are...
Anyway,
he taps his cane, but there's no force to it. It's just a very gentle tap.
Honestly, I don't think we'd be this bitchy. Kutcheri's on fire.
Kutcheri. Great point. Kutcheri is a fire.
Yeah, probably not much. We're not having a little
friendly jakes. We're just happy to get healed. It's not part of it. We just run for Kutcheri.
Iris and Iona are grappling on the ground.
Oh,
Iris
fuck,
slowly gaining strength as her arms and her legs continue to crack and grow, her face contorting and changing, while Iona's eyes become blurry from tears.
Oh, man.
No. If you're going to kill her, can you work a bit faster? Piran's voice has a clear edge of panic. The three of them are trapped in the study, and the puppets and the puppeted alike are slamming themselves against the other side of the door Piran is desperately keeping shut, his back up against it. I can't kill her. She's just a child. I hate you, Piran says, simply, almost matter-of-factly, but the stress of the situation clear in his voice. an infinite number of people in an infinite number of planes, and I'm stuck with the only creatures without a single drop of self-preservation. I'm not dying here. I have things to do. I have... Piran is interrupted as a silvery needle works its way through the door right next to his ear.
Fuck.
I have to see him one last time. The words aren't directed to Iona anymore. I can save her. Iona similarly isn't talking to Piran. She starts fumbling at her belt and realizes that the vials of blood have come loose in the struggle.
Uh-oh.
They roll around the ground next to Iris.
When I kill you, you fucking cow, I'm going to crack your skull and piss on your brains.
Iris?
Hacks are crazy.
Potty mouth?
Iris's new claws grab Iona's wrist and twist painfully.
I'll boil your minging brain in piss and drink it for supper.
Using her good hand, Iona plunges the exsanguinator Esme gave her into Iris's neck. The girl's eyes start popping out of her head, and her mouth tries to form words, but she can't. Crack! The door explodes inwards, and Piran falls to the ground. Sheriff Stroika lies on top of him. With a twisted smile, the puppet Stroika smirks down at Piran. Stroika's face explodes as a ball of flames from Iona launches into it.
Okay.
Oh, good.
That's nice.
That's something.
Please, just buy me time. Iona starts dragging Iris's body to the window, not checking to see if Piran obeyed the order. Looking at the puppets staggering their way through, Piran briefly considers fleeing past the two women and out the window to safety. Then he briefly considers what life he might lead as the hero, saving these two women, turning his life around. Good luck! Passing the unconscious girl and the infuriated Iona, Piran deftly slips out the window and down to the street below.
Hey, classic Piran! It's going to be a problem for us later, but that's what is it?
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's nice to...
It's so funny them having like a badass battle scene and we fall off a mountain.
So snippy.
Yeah, it's so slow. It's icy up there. Okay.
All right, you make your way to Gucciari, presumably.
Yeah.
If you want to, because you'll be going really close by Pavel's house, if you want, you can stop there. It is kind of a meeting place that you've been using, so maybe someone you know will be there.
I guess as we're running down the mountain, or at least gingerly. In a bit of a hurry. What is the game plan here?
Well, what was our game plan upon returning originally?
The game plan, while we were gone, it was... there was going to be... they were going to take out the sheriff.
Looks like it's gone slightly astray.
Yeah.
So I guess they're probably... dealing with that. We go past Pavel, or would that be doing a bit of a dog leg?
Let me have a look. So there's two entrances to the north.
Mm-hmm.
One is very direct and very close.
Uh-huh.
The other one you'd have to divert a little bit, and that is the one that Pavel's house is at.
I think if we're walking down the mountain and everything's on fire, it's just kind of that, like, well, they were meant to assassinate the sheriff while we were gone. It seems that things have got a little bit south, so... if anyone's at Pavel's, they probably shouldn't be.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we just beeline it.
Yeah.
Just take in the sit rep and see what's
going
on. Absolutely.
Kind of beeline for the center of town to try and figure out just what the hell exactly happened.
Yeah, maybe the sheriff's
house or something. The sheriff's, yeah.
As you approach, there's the entrance that you're going through all of the entrances have this. It's a guardhouse, a big tower that can bar entry and exit to Kuchri. You can see that those gates are very firmly, it appears, closed, and there are guards on the... No, there's no one on the walls right now. You hear screaming and the sounds of combat on the other side of the wall.
Okay. Push the doors, we've got to scale them, right?
You could try pushing them, but they're very big and heavy. They're designed for sieges.
Is there like a winch kind of thing at the top?
To open and close the doors? Yeah, there is.
Can I climb up and try and do that?
Sure.
I got a climb speed.
Hmm.
Yep, you... Yep. scale the side of the wall. You get up to the winch is, you'll have to climb over the rampart.
Yeah, sure.
So you'll be able to see everything, wall, yeah. But you'll also be maybe a little bit exposed as well.
Yeah, that's okay.
You climb to the other side, and you can see down below there are a few of the town guard, all of them skinless abominations, fighting in hand-to-hand combat with a bunch of just randoms, basically.
Okay.
Some of them are adventurers, some of them are locals, but cutting a swath through them all, very visible, is Bigfoot Paul.
Is he just fighting amongst...
Yeah, he's wearing his the armor that you remember him wearing. Okay. He's got his big, massive... I was about to do something... No, yeah, all right. He's got his big, massive mallet in the shape of a foot, and he's bringing it down on people's heads.
He really embraced it. He let them.
Yeah.
Something was happening. He's like, you know what? I've got a gimmick.
All right, I'll be the foot guy. Sure. I've got a big foot from a hag. I'll be the fucking foot guy. All right, I'd like to lean back to the rest of the party and be like, get ready for a fight, and then grab the winch and start turning it.
All right. Okay. As you start turning it, we're going to go to initiative because something creeps up behind you.
God damn it.
You're not surprised? When I say creep, that's actually incorrect. It drops off the roof of the guardhouse and lands on the rampart. Yeah, okay. Lands on the rampart behind you. Pip, you're first.
Okay.
It's right behind you.
And I've not really winched up the door at all, have I?
No, you put your hands on the winch.
Okay, and I notice it's behind me?
Mm-hmm.
All right, can I whip around and see what it is?
Yeah, it's one of those abominations.
It's a creature, okay. I'll immediately, plug it with my crossbow. And you know what, what do I think is going to do the most damage to them? Probably cold would fuck them up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll keep it on cold.
Okay.
And I'll plug it twice and I'll make one of them a pinning shot to try and buy me some time.
You successfully pin it.
Nice.
It's stuck in place. It tries to free itself. It cannot.
Okay. Fabulous. Great. Fabulous.
Its clockwork mouth opens, and then trying to lunge at you, it can't get close enough, and you just hear the clang of the spring trap snapping shut.
Like a mouse trap.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, that's awful.
It is the rebels and the guards. They combat at each other. Oh, wow. Okay. Under... a corpse sails clean over the wall.
Oh, fuck.
And the skinless body of a guard lands in among your formation, Hector.
I'll call that a win.
Yeah.
Bigfoot Paul looks up at you, Pip, and you see there's like a moment of hesitation, and then he just gives you a big thumbs up.
And give a sort of shaky, yep.
So he's like, looks at you, takes off his boot, gives a big toe up.
That's the greatest seal of approval Bigfoot Paul can give.
And it's Esme's turn. She's going to wait till the doors are open. It's Heck, your turn.
Can we see the creature that, can we, yeah, can I see the
creature? Yeah, you would have seen it drop down, yeah.
Just a second.
Right. Hang on. Can I Eldritch Blast the creature?
It has cover, so it'll be a tough shot.
That's all right. I'll Eldritch Blast and see what happens. Let's
go for it.
See what happens.
Let's see what happens indeed.
Well, Penny, now's the time.
Good news, bad news.
Okay, good news.
Good news? Nothing happens.
Interesting.
Okay.
Bad news, nothing happens. Your Eldritch Blast slams into the ramparts, and then some of the rocks come down.
Yep.
Just a little bit. You're not properly destroying anything, but yeah, you miss.
Okay. What does it look like, I guess?
Yeah, great question. Is it still
a screaming skeleton?
That's what I mean. Nothing happens.
Okay. So it's not hidden.
It's like you got home brand Eldritch Blast.
It's not skeletons. No. It's not holy. Oh, it's just.
Very
it's home brand.
Okay.
Neutral.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
That's something.
That's, hey, yeah, exactly. Take it as a win.
Then it is Van Richten's turn. Van Richten. He leans over to you, Hector, and he says, can you perform any psychic damage to it?
No, I cannot, unfortunately.
The corpse, it's in a state in between living and death.
Right.
If you're able to harm it psychically, you'll breathe a little bit of the corpse is being animated by the ligature, the neurons firing of pain neurons. If you're able to reactivate it psychically, its every movement will be agony.
Okay. I call that out to Pip. Psychic will fuck it up.
Okay.
Your turn, Pip.
It's pinned. I'm going to open the door.
Okay. You continue opening the door. There's a crack now large enough that if you wanted to, you could make an acrobatics check to slip through. Or if you were small-sized.
Right, I'll do an acrobatics check.
Well, on your turn. Yeah. Then it is its turn. It still can't free itself.
Okay, thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
It's the rebels and the guards. Yeah, this place is, aside from that creature, this place is clear.
Okay.
Bigfoot Paul starts charging his way up onto the ramparts to help you fight the monster.
Cool. Great.
All right. That was Rebel's turn. It's Esme's turn. She's going to try and slip through. She passes. Then Heck, it's your turn.
No, just do the same.
You also pass. And then it is Van Richten's turn. He is thin enough. I'm just going to say he can slip through.
He's gingerly.
Yeah. excuse me. Pip, your turn again. Everyone's through.
Everyone's through. Yeah. I'm probably going to let go of it.
Sure.
And then turn around and plug the thing again.
All right. Nothing else?
No special sauce.
No special sauce. All right. Miss. It attacks Bigfoot Paul.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Didn't realize he was close enough.
Paul, what are you doing?
Not Bigfoot Paul.
He's pinned.
My paramour.
All it takes.
It's all it takes.
A little uprising?
Yeah, a little uprising that presses Pip's buttons, clearly.